This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. State lawmakers killed a bill that would have screened Colorado students for dyslexia. 39 other states mandate screening for the learning disability in reading. Advocates say up to 60% of students with dyslexia aren't identified for early intervention. Bill sponsor Kyle Mulica says his own daughter didn't get the help that she needed.
You watch your little girl start questioning her self-worth, you know, asking, "Dad, is something wrong with me?" It breaks your heart as a dad and as a parent.
Chalkbeat Colorado reports a section of the bill calling for an independent ombudsman's office to examine current reading laws may have offended some education groups. Several lawmakers vowed to bring the bill back this legislative session. Denver is paying more than $100,000 to resolve two liability cases involving police. The city council approved the money Monday. The cases involve a SWAT raid as well as an unlawful search and seizure. One 2014 case involved a bystander who recorded police as they punched and arrested a man. Denver officers harassed the man in order to search his tablet for the video, according to his lawyers. He won more than $70,000. Another case involved a SWAT raid on a woman's apartment in 2020. Both claims come a week after Denver paid $1.6 million last week to people injured by police during the George Floyd protests. A man and his wife were attacked by a mountain lion Saturday while soaking in a hot tub over the weekend. The couple was relaxing at a rental property near Buena Vista when the mountain lion crept up on them. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says the man suddenly began screaming after he felt something grab the back of his head. He and his wife managed to scare the animal away by making noise and shining lights. The man suffered minor injuries. It was Colorado's first reported mountain lion attack this year. This is CPR and KRCC.